Our story from Luke chapter 18 takes off immediately from where we left off last week. So Jesus is telling another story, and this story was aimed at a specific set of people. It was aimed at people who thought highly of themselves, those who were very confident in their self-righteousness. It was a story about two people who come to a temple to pray at the hour of prayer. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. Well, the Pharisee walks in, and he walks right up to the center aisle, right at the front. And he looks up to heaven in a loud voice so everyone can hear him. He says, "God, I thank you that I'm not like these other people who are cheaters and liars, not like that tax collector standing back there. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of my income in tithes." Well, the tax collector, who was indeed in back, kind of stays behind the crowd and hidden away. And he couldn't bear to even look up at the ceiling into the heavens as he prayed. And he had his head hanging low, and he beat on his chest, and he said, "Lord God, be merciful to me, because I am a sinner." And Jesus said, "It's going to be this man, this tax collector, that goes home justified, and not the Pharisee. For all who seek to exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." This prose is called The Ballad of the Humble. The humble are the ones who come in the back door, and they stand far off. They're the ones who look upon the rest of us. They want to remain anonymous. They're the ones who feel oftentimes unworthy. So as a result, they don't like to call attention to themselves. They don't like pride for its own sake. They don't seek self-adulation. They don't try and get other people to recognize them. They don't wear badges on their clothing or rings to flaunt their educational level. They don't insist that other people call them by their titles, artificial names we have given to represent what's valuable. The humbles are the ones who don't mind waiting in line because they're patient people. They're the ones that realize that the world doesn't revolve around them, that people don't think of them as often as they think of themselves in their own minds, and they're okay with that. They are the ones that are quick to forgive the wrongs of others because they realize their own faults and they see each other honestly. They see themselves objectively. They listen more than they speak because they recognize that they have much more to learn in life. They don't look down on others because they realize where they come from. They are quick to deflect praise aimed at them because they recognize that they were not completely all self-made people. They remember that somebody helped them out, that somebody believed in them, supported them in the past. And so because of that, they are more likely to help other people. The humble recognize the advantages that they were given in life. And they recognize, because of that, those that don't have those same advantages that they did. So the humble seek to right those injustices in the world that exist. They seek to promote better access to health, to education, When they see someone having hardships, they can't abide, and they often want to do something about it. They think that unless that person, that other person is free, then I cannot also truly be free. When they see somebody down on their luck and having a hard time, they think to themselves, there but the grace of God go I, because they realize their fortune. What else about the humble? The humble are good to work with. The humble you can partner with so easily. It is great to work with musicians who work well with others. Heather, Damien, Jennifer, Jessica. They are so very talented people. Heather plays, I think, 10 different instruments. The humble hold the door open for people. They ask how you are because they remember your procedure that you might have had. They remember the names of your kids because they're thinking about you. They pray for you when you're not here. The humble are the invisible folk of society, those who have the jobs that most people would rather not. The humble don't mind taking public transportation. They don't mind sharing the seats on the bus with you if you need a seat. The humble don't always have nice clothes to wear to fancy events because their closets are filled with work boots. Their lockers at work have hard hats in them. The humble are the ones who volunteer for things. They're the ones that shoulder the burden to get things done in our groups. They're the ones that take our orders at the restaurants we go to, that clean the offices that we work at during the second shift, that pick up garbage on our lawns. They're the ones that work the third shift. They're the ones that go to the community college while they work during the day. They're the ones that buy food with stamps, and they're the ones that stock shelves at the store, and they're the ones that pick the fruit that we eat off the trees of the fields. The humble are those who have been pushed aside in some way at some time in their lives, the ones that have been shunned, ignored, the ones that maybe have been imprisoned even, victimized in some way, placed in the margins. Those with medical conditions that keep them back in life. Those that are physically disabled. Those that have a mental illness. The humble are those that have a birth defect, a genetic disorder. The humble people of the world are cancer patients. So, take heart, all you humble hearts out there. Those that stand far off from the crowd, because you shall be exalted. You shall rise up, because God sees you. God knows you. God is standing there with you. You are the ones to whom we should all turn to when we want to know God. And when we want to know what God wants of us, God is pointing to the back and saying, be more like the humble. It is your ballad, humble hearts, which will guide our way towards heaven. Amen. Let us sing in praise of the good news today.